Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. Tell us the details. What is going on?
Well, my wife, she embarrasses me a lot. Whenever we're out with friends, she kind of brings up like my flaws and embarrassing things I've done.
Wow. I was so telling Scott, you were telling me a little bit about it, and I was telling Scott that his wife does the same.
Yeah, I'm
same thing.
I'm feeling your pain. I want to hear what did she say? What give me an example. What was she saying?
Well, you know, it's like she talks about how much I snore, which, you know, okay, it was funny at first, you know, but she constantly brings up things like, you know, how I clip my toenails in the living room.
Oh my God.
You know, things that I'm embarrassed to say now, but I don't care because, you know, it's everybody's already making fun of me all the time. So, like my breath is bad in the morning, things like that.
Oh my God.
Why? Every time we hang out,
you know what?
With my friends.
I'm going to come over and hang with you and ask that question also. Why, Sandy? Can you please explain?
Because it's funny. The funny flaws that you have, right, are the same funny flaws that Jill tells about Scotty. You guys all have the same. It's not to embarrass you. It's just because we just laugh together. But I don't know.
No.
It's just funny.
Wait, if we did that to our significant others, we would be in the doghouse like forever.
Exactly.
She
can dish it out, but she can't take it.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I could never say anything like that about her in front of anybody.
So you want your wife to stop? That's what you're asking right now?
Yes, that would be very nice.
Hey, Godspeed, my friend. I'm feeling
all right,
it.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Okay. When your wife does that, though, she has us all hysterically rolling on the floor about things that she says about you.
I know.
And it's like... It's almost like a comedy routine.
It was funny at first. Then it started to get annoying. Now I just like give up. I can't. I don't know.
Oh, so you're the next stage of where this guy is going to.
Yeah.
Where he's headed.
In the 12 stages of grief.
Okay.
I'm in stage 3. And like I said to him, I said, no way I could turn the table on this.
Does it really bother you?
Did.
Did it?
Yeah, you know how insecure I am. she totally plays on it.
Everything that she says is truth. It's not like she's making anything
right?
up.
Right, and I just want the whole world to know also.
Well, then be a better person.
I'm not a bad person. Stop making me insecure.
Well, then either own it or change.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to own it because it's too hard to change. Screw change.
Maybe this... Oh.
it's just going to be a schlub.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just going to be a schlub, okay?
But this is kind of like, okay, wait a minute. If you do this to your spouse as well, if you do this to your husband,
mm-hmm.
if you talk about and joke about his flaws to your girlfriends, whether he's in the room or not, do you almost do it because you're hoping that he changes?
No, I think you do it just to bust chops. It's funny. It's a term of endearment. It's a sign that she accepts and loves mm-hmm. all the flaws.
I don't agree. Because now that I really think about this, now that I get over just giggling about it, when I do pick on my husband, danger for something,
mm-hmm.
it really is something that bothers me that I wish he would stop doing, but now I make light of it, and that's my coping mechanism.
So therefore, he doesn't need to change it.
No, therefore, just change it. We won't talk about it anymore.
I guess good ribbing is healthy. It's better to laugh than to be serious in a relationship.
There you go.
So
there you go.
Whatever it takes.
To make her happy.
Yep.
I'll finish your sentence.
Crawl into my hole. I'm scared of my wife. Okay, goodbye.